This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 21, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-50s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 11:20 a.m. and 11:41 p.m. Longtime Southern Essex Register of Deeds John O'Brien will be retiring in September due to health issues. Paul Layton of the Salem News is reporting today that O'Brien has been dealing with dementia for several years, and he says he cannot finish out his six-year term that runs to January of 2025. Medford firefighters battled a three-alarm house fire overnight. According to WCVB-TV, the home was vacant, and there were no injuries to firefighters. Lynn's Ward 1 City Councilor Wayne Lawsey has not decided whether he's going to run for re-election. The Daily Item is reporting today that four candidates have pulled papers to run for his seat that he has held for 20 years. The candidates are Peter Meany, Todd Bacon, Paul Galthrow, and Michael Satterwhite. The City of Newburyport will be hosting an open house on May 4 for its boards and commissions to attract new members. This is Mayor Sean Reardon.
It's going to be at City Hall upstairs. And so this open house is what we talked about. It's going to be a great way for people to come and learn about all the different boards and commissions here in town. So each board and commission will have a table set up upstairs at City Hall, and they'll have a couple representatives there. And it's just a great time to come in, ask questions, and see if there's places that you are interested in and that you might want to volunteer for.
Again, the open house will be May 4 at Newburyport City Hall. Kelly's Roast Beef has plans to open another location. WFXT-TV is reporting that the newest location will be in Dedham. The current locations include Revere, Danvers, Saugus, Medford, and Salem, New Hampshire. And Ethan Foreman of the Gloucester Times is writing that the Gloucester City Council recently voted 9-0 for a one-time 2% cost of living adjustment increase for its retirees, with payments of $280 expected to go out this month. The 2% COLA increase equates to an additional $280 cost of living adjustment for those whose pension equals or exceeds $14,000, according to information provided by the mayor's office from city auditor Kenny Costa. Bill Newell on sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics are both off on Monday, both back in action tonight. The Bruins play host to the Senators, while the Celtics will play at the LA Kings. Red Sox meet the Orioles today in spring training baseball, and in NCAA hockey D3 Frozen Four action, Endicott will be hosting the big weekend beginning on Friday at the Raymond Bork Arena. More on that a little bit later on this week here on the website. That is sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.